Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. Now, if confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At GNC, we don't meet standards, we set standards. Standards for quality, innovation, and superior products that deliver results. Our commitment doesn't stop there. If you're not 100% satisfied, let us know, and we'll gladly give you a refund. And of course, we never want a price tag to stop you from buying our high-quality products. So if you find a lower price, we'll match it. Quality, satisfaction, and price match. Guaranteed. That's shopping for the well of it. GNC. Live well. Visit GNC.com or a store for details.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps. When it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Saying he hopes to one day be best friends with Iran from President Trump, a softer tone for one of America's greatest adversaries.
On his way to Camp David on Saturday, Mr. Trump said he's planning new sanctions on Iran.
Tragic scene in Hawaii. 11 people killed when their skydiving plane went down while taking off in Oahu.
A hot air balloon made a sudden landing on spectators celebrating the town of Hannibal's bicentennial.
The president fired back his latest accuser, a prominent writer who alleges he sexually assaulted her 2 decades ago.
President Trump has postponed nationwide raids to catch and deport some illegal immigrants, including families. The president now says he's giving Congress 2 weeks to find a political solution on border issues.
Toy Story 4 takes the top spot at the box office this weekend. The Disney film ranks as the fourth highest animated film opening ever.
Those who would trade our freedom for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us they have a utopian solution, a peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation. And they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with the enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but simple. If you and I have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, we cannot buy our security, our freedom from the threat of the bomb, by committing an immorality so great as saying to a billion human beings now enslaved behind the Iron Curtain, give up your dreams of freedom, because to save our own skins, we're willing to make a deal with your slave masters. Alexander Hamilton said a nation which can prefer disgrace to danger is prepared for a master and deserves one. Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? Well, Nikita Khrushchev has told his people he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the Pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard round the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. And this is the meaning in the phrase of Barry Goldwater, peace through strength. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. We will keep in mind and remember that Barry Goldwater has faith in us. He has faith that you and I have the ability and the dignity and the right to make our own decisions and determine our own destiny.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
90 degrees outside. Stock market is up 43 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How was your weekend, big guy?
Very good. Very, very good. Getting back into the swing of things.
Getting into the groove, huh?
Indeed.
Well, I'll tell you something. Went to Fresh Market, got the bone-in ribeye, about a pound and a half worth.
Ooh.
And Mike cut it perfectly. It had a nice marbling in there.
Yeah.
And it was spectacular. But I tell you, you know what the biggest treat was for the weekend? The Silver King corn from Sweet Creek Farm Market.
Yes.
4 ears for $2. Oh. It was so good, I drove back there yesterday to get 4 more. We ate the yeah out of that stuff. I mean, it was put in the microwave.
So good.
Take it out and then shuck it and then put the butter on it, a little truffle salt.
Oh, yes.
And then the bologna salt on there. Oh, gosh. It was amazing.
That stuff is good.
And the steak was like mad taste to it. I mean, it's just unbelievable. So you can go down and you can get peaches $1 off if you mention to them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They have the big baskets for $16 and the small and a buck off the big basket. But let me make a recommendation. Go with someone, buy a basket, and then split it. And you will have peaches. They're constantly coming in, so don't feel like you're going to get beat on the peaches. They're picking them daily. And get them and then put them out on the counter. Ray told me to take a brown paper bag and put them in a brown paper bag and then put the bag either in your car or up on the windowsill, and the heat will absorb into the bag and they'll ripen perfectly. And you know what? He was right.
That sounds good.
They're great. And tell you, cut them up, put them on vanilla ice cream, put a little sugar on them, let them sit there, get the juices in there, and then put some sugar on it. It is spectacular.
Well, and the sugar reacts with the peach, right? And
Exactly. It just has a great taste to it. Then, being as hot as it was, I started doing my summer boat drinks, and Fresh Market has fresh squeezed orange juice now. Ooh. And so we took some lemonade, this high-end lemonade, the what's it called, Hubbard's Lemonade, and did the lemonade, did the fresh squeezed orange juice, peach schnapps, fresh peach juice, a little bit of cranberry juice, vodka, and made kind of a new boy Sex on the Beach, and they were great. I almost took it to a frozen state, stopped it, poured it over ice. Vodka's kept in the freezer to crystallize.
Yeah.
They were great. And you know what? You can dance. You have about three of those things. Whether you can or you cannot, you can dance.
Like, why do we do a radio show? I mean, on politics. Let's go do food and entertaining all the time.
I tell you, the food was just spectacular this weekend. Absolutely incredible. Went up and had a great meal up in Birmingham, and so that trip was good. Came back that night, Saturday, got a lot done, and a lot of shopping done, but went down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, got that corn, and I mean, it's like, the corn is like, Dan, come back. Yes, sir. It was that good. I'm telling you. You could just eat the corn with nothing else. Let's see where we are here. We got the mayor coming in at 1:30 today, and looking forward to that, having him. He had a conflict on last Wednesday. This first story is going to kind of make you mad. There were hecklers at a Sacramento police officer funeral, the female officer died on the line of duty.
Coward, take that gun. I'll whoop your little butt. Whatever officer getting shot needs to be.
Jaw-dropping video as hecklers harass police officers, calling them, as you just heard, cowards, suggesting they should be shot. All as they investigate an ambush attack that took the life of a fellow police officer. 26-year-old Officer Tara O'Sullivan was shot and killed in Sacramento last week while responding to a domestic violence call. Join us right now with reaction, the Vice President of the National Fraternal Order of Police, Jay McDonald. Why were they heckling the police officers?
Well, quite frankly, it's because we have a history of division between the community and law enforcement, and we need to make sure that our elected officials and community leaders take this opportunity after this tragic incident to stand up and say this kind of hateful behavior will be called out for what it is, and that is divisive and unhelpful to healing our communities.
You know, a police officer had just been shot and killed at this scene, and then for that kind of treatment of the cops, for you as a professional, this has got to boil your blood.
Well, quite frankly, it's disgusting. Officer O'Sullivan was still, had not gotten the medical attention that she needed and deserved, and the law enforcement officers had to devote their attention and their resources to containing an unruly crowd who was heckling and taunting them while one of their own, lie mortally wounded. It was a terrible sight to see and disheartening for thousands of law enforcement officers across the country.
It really was. I mean, the video, we saw the body cam video, officer number one goes in. Officer number two is about to go in. All of a sudden, the shot is fired that kills her. And it's very disturbing. You don't see her being shot, but you see the officer responding to it. Let's go to the second part of the story.
It's terrible, and we don't know a lot of the details about who these people were who were apparently heckling the officers. This is not just a problem in Sacramento. This is a nationwide problem.
Well, it absolutely is. We've had too long of an example where it is perfectly acceptable to use violence towards the police. Ambush killings are on the rise all across America. We can go all the way back to Dallas and Baton Rouge, or even close to where I live in Westerville, Ohio, where law enforcement officers are being attacked and killed simply because of the uniform they wear and the oath they took to protect and serve their community. And this kind of hateful rhetoric towards the police only emboldens those who wish to do violence upon them.
Are you of the opinion that it has just become so common now? It's common?
Yeah, I think that law enforcement officers now are expected to take the kind of disrespect that is shown in this video and that is experienced by law enforcement officers across the country, and they do so. You know, even in the face of violence and hate like we've seen in this video, hundreds of thousands of law enforcement officers still put on a badge and gun, and they go out and they protect their communities each and every day. And that shows, you know, the kind of honor and distinction they serve with. But we shouldn't be asking them to experience this kind of attack from people they're trying to serve.
Now, this is just horrendous what these people are doing. And it just shows, you can just see it in the video. You can go to my website, danmarsshow.com, and see the video of this. And these people are taunting the police. They're heckling the police. They're saying, take that gun off and I'll whoop your ass type thing. And just such a disrespect for the police and for the people, men and women, who do the job. A female was the one that was killed. Just absolutely outrageous. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures. I mean, everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the present needs.
Hi, folks. Rusty here for the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises.
repeat after me. Judy. Octolibo, you're going to be the next Greg Goodell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. That's really good.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228. That's where we are on a Monday.
I wonder how you're feeling. It's ringing in my ears. I know one to relate to, save the sea. Who can I believe in? I'm meeting on the floor.
One of the big stories that happened during this weekend is that Trump got gives Congress 2 weeks to change the asylum laws. A telephone call from Nancy Pelosi. I would love to hear what you guys think about this. Do you think he caved on this, or was this smart?
President Trump is delaying a sweeping series of immigration raids, but he's also telling congressional Democrats, in his words, to get moving. The president gave them 2 weeks to change U.S. asylum law to cut down on the number of migrants entering the U.S. illegally. Manuel Bohorquez is in Miami with more on this story. Let's start with this. What does the delay mean for undocumented migrants?
The short answer is this. Those who were targeted as part of this operation can still be deported. Now, beginning yesterday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement had planned to begin a mass roundup of about 2,000 immigrants, including families, in as many as 10 reported cities, including right here in Miami. Those targeted included undocumented migrants who either missed a court hearing or had already received a final deportation order. Over the weekend, Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan made it clear agents will continue to carry out court-ordered deportations. President Trump's decision to delay the new raids followed an outcry from Democrats, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and many leaders across the country who oppose the president's hardline immigration policies. Now, despite the delay, those who are subject to deportation are still uneasy, and over the weekend, immigrant advocates expressed their support. What you're seeing was a protest that happened in Los Angeles, but I can also tell you that they were giving out legal advice. From watching the situation unfold here in Miami over the weekend and in other major cities, there were flyers that were distributed over social media reminding undocumented immigrants of their rights, including asking for a search warrant should ICE agents knock on their door.
Okay, so what it is, they were going to do a roundup. You're going to get in this next clip talking about a mass roundup. I think that's just a little phraseology being used by the Democrats in the media. But did he cave on this, or is he doing kind of something smart, putting the onus back on them, and they don't do anything? I mean, it's interesting. His number of deportations is actually lower than when Obama was doing it by a pretty fair amount. And if they just went into a couple of thousand, is it the optics of it? When I first heard about this, I was worried about the optics looking bad on here. Let's listen in to the U.S. Citizen Immigration Services on Trump delaying the ICE raids.
What do you think is going to happen in the next 2 weeks? You know politicians and you know reality. What do you think we can hope for?
Well, that's right, and those two don't always go together. I think we'll know this week because July 4th is next week, and it becomes very difficult, frankly, for them to accomplish anything as they approach July 4th. So this week is going to tell the tale on whether the president's reprieve is going to bear fruit. But let's reconsider how far we've fallen that we're talking about simply letting ICE officers who are committed to their mission do their job.
Right.
We're talking about this like as if it's special, as if it's unique. And this is what they should be doing every day, and what they're ready and prepared to do, both professionally and that whole organization is on board with the effort. And you use the phrase mass deportation, and I got to take issue with that. Mass deportation is an operation that you've called mass deportation, but if you consider the fact that they should be doing this every single day, remember, they were targeting families who already have removal orders. There's no dispute. They've even gotten due process, which is primarily for American citizens, but Congress has built due process in even for illegal aliens. And that's the population we're talking about. You see the deaths on the border, which are tragic and are going to continue as long as we keep essentially attracting illegals here with our policy.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Soja Boy. Soja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Oh, it's a hot and steamy and sweaty day.
It is.
Hey, let's stop. Get the media to stop and get it right. First, they were illegal aliens. Then they were undocumented workers. Now they're undocumented migrants. Now they're dreamers. Get it straight. They're illegal. E-word.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's amazing how... You know, Nancy Pelosi calls and said, you can't do this. These people are just as much American citizens as we are. No, they're not.
I see in California, some counties are trying to give them the right to vote. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Well, that, for city elections, they are doing that.
Unbelievable. What do you think about the when they had the debates? Are you going to watch it, Dan?
Of course.
Man, I got a tough choice between that and the reunion and the Housewives of New York City. It's a tough one.
What reunion?
The New York City Housewives on Bravo.
Well, what you can do is put that on one of your screens. I know you have multiple screens. You're a rich
That's
guy.
True. That's
put
true.
It on that on your screen with the audio going, and then you can put the debate on muted and just you know, have it superimposed. I think it will actually fit pretty well.
I like that. That could kind of tell its own story.
And just, just like all sorts of squawking.
I think that Democratic list of people running is getting as crazy as the list of running for mayor of Montgomery.
Well,
how many have we got in Montgomery now? About 15?
Let's see. I saw a poll. I'm trying to think. I think there were 11 names on there.
And somebody announced today they were going to run, too.
Who was that?
The name sounded familiar on the radio when they announced their name. But I've heard the name before. But I was like, I guess you can still... run. Qualify.
Yeah. I think you have until sometime in July.
Do you think it'll get ugly in the Democratic when they start to get into their fighting? Will there be any fighting amongst them?
Well, you know, if you're not in the top three and you want to, and there's a whole bunch of those, and you want to get out there, you need to land a punch or get a line that is going to differentiate you from everybody else.
Like low energy Jeb and small hands Rubio.
There you go.
Hey, I think it's going to be funny is I'm going to love watching them eat each other like piranhas because you're right. I think the top three are going to sit back and the rest of them, they're going to be the party of peace and compassion, all right, when they go after each other.
Here's what I'm hoping is that Cory Booker, seeing where he is in the polls, he's kind of at the top tier of the lower tier, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of, you know, leading the bottom.
He's got to do something to differentiate himself.
And I think he goes for a home run. I think he even calls his shot like Babe Ruth, and I think he falls flat on his face. And it's going to be
glorious. He's going to announce his wedding. I think he's going to announce his engagement. That'll be the best card he can play.
Oh, wow. Man, that was brutal.
Oh, hey, he's got to, hey, I like that. Nothing's better than low energy Jeb Bush.
Yeah.
Do you think so? They're going to be everybody against Mr. Biden?
No, not necessarily, because here's a problem that you have is if you do a knockout punch on Joe Biden, you're going to be the disdain of the Democrat Party.
Because
the only reason that these Dems are supporting Joe Biden is they think he can beat Donald Trump. I mean, that is the number one reason they're supporting him.
Do you think I know Bernie Sanders is in your studio today. Is that correct?
What? Huh? I'm only observing.
Bernie, can I ask you a question? How are you going to go against the Joe Creepy?
well, I'm going to fight for what's right and what I've been fighting for, you know, years as a comrade to the great people of this nation.
Man, I tell you, you got the greatest guests on your show. It's amazing how you can get one of those Democratic candidates on your show, Dan.
He's not a bad guy, soldier.
You guys have a great day.
You too. Take care.
All right.
News Channel 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I feel so unashamed. I can't believe this is happening to me. I watch you when you're sleeping, and I wanna take your love. I want you.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu.
We cannot ever let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
President Trump signing a new executive order slapping Iran with new sanctions a short while ago.
What the president is trying to do here is trying to put maximum pressure on the leadership of Iran, in particular the Ayatollah Khamenei, who the president said in recent days he would be willing to meet with without preconditioning, to try to get in some sort of new agreement with Iran.
Fox's John Roberts. The order will lock up billions of dollars more in Iranian assets, and the U.S. Treasury Secretary saying the new sanctions were in the works even before the downing of a U.S. drone last week. And gun safety advocates rallying around a Florida woman who gave her estranged husband's guns to police after he was charged with domestic violence. And she herself was then arrested for theft. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The heat and humidity continues this week. A steamy forecast with a high temperature today in the middle 90s. Triple-digit heat indices for, what, the fourth day in a row? Spotty random storms will be around. The best chance is in the afternoon and evening hours, but really, you could see one at any hour. Overnight low temperature 75. Not much change tomorrow. Scattered storms for the lucky communities. Not every town will get one. High 93. Widely scattered storms around with low to mid-90s on Wednesday and Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their seven real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.279-228, that's where we are. My computer didn't want to cooperate. Starting your week out right, that means it's Demo Show on a Monday. And when I was down at Don Duncan Tire and Auto this morning, getting my brakes done and oil changed and all the goodies out of there, got to see the Alachis, Michelle and Lou Alachi.
Okay.
And great folks. Lou is the technical computer IT guru for the city of Montgomery. They have won all sorts of awards for the city. And, hey, have you been down Zelda Road lately?
Yeah, I was there this morning.
It is perfect.
Good job. I'm going to tell the mayor that when he gets here. It's a fantastic job.
Exactly. I'm going to tell the mayor good job on Zelda and really good job on Fairview.
Right.
Fairview is... I haven't seen Fairview look like that since I've been alive.
When I saw they had just begun the project on Zelda Road, I was a little worried because I need to move next month. I'm moving into an apartment.
Oh, they finished that thing in a flash.
Yeah, and they did it within 2-3 days. And yeah, it looks fantastic. It drives so much better. I've got one of these roadsters that really does hug the road. You feel every bump, every pothole, every fissure. And it is now smooth. You hug the road on those turns. It feels a lot safer. It's just better on cars.
Well, what's going to really be helpful is when it rains, getting the water, because they sloped it. You can look at it and see that they sloped in some areas that I think is going to really make a difference. Okay, let's continue on with U.S. Citizens and Immigration Services. Trump's delaying the ICE raids.
The president talked to Nancy Pelosi on the phone at the 11th hour, and she said, you know, come on, don't have the ICE raids. And he said, okay, I'll give you 2 weeks. She is ready, according to Griff Jenkins' report, she is ready to deal with some of that $4.5 billion humanitarian package, but that's just humanitarian. That's not for a lot of the stuff the president wants. So the big question is, will the House go ahead and pass that, Senate pass it as well, and in 2 weeks, will the president order the ICE raids because nothing really happened with asylum and loopholes?
Right. Well, it is important to fix the loopholes. I mean, I spent a lot of time as an attorney general fighting human trafficking in Virginia, and we literally have a legal system that Congress could fix that right now is set up that essentially makes the federal government the last mile in a human trafficking chain, because we're literally handing unaccompanied children over to illegal aliens in this country, and they know that. So they pay the thousands of dollars to drug cartels, some of the most violent, vicious people on earth, who have basically put up a toll booth on the south side of the border for 2/3 of the people coming across. They're paying those drug cartels. That's what Nancy Pelosi's efforts are financing right now.
Do you recognize that voice by any chance? You've spoken to him on this show.
No, I don't.
That's Ken Cuccinelli.
Oh, yeah.
From Virginia, the former AG of Virginia. Yeah. He is the kind of the information guy for DHS. And he was really impressed. He was very good. Finally, Trump is starting to put people in there, like the guy that you just heard, you know, Ken Cuccinelli, and the guy who's in charge of ICE now, Mark Morgan. And he's picking them because they are very good spokespeople.
Sure.
And they are outstanding in what they do. So, Ken Cuccinelli, congratulations to him. We have one more cut for him. But let's go to Red Top first. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Monday.
How you doing, gentlemen?
I am great. How was your weekend?
It was very good, especially when it was raining.
You like the rain, huh?
Oh, yes. God, we needed the rain so bad.
It was really weird yesterday.
It was.
It was all of a sudden, it was just out of nowhere, just like... And it was like, I was sitting in the garage, water was coming into the garage because it rained so much, and then 15 minutes later, it stopped.
Oh, yeah, that's, I was telling my customers from California, this is what we call the devil beating his wife here in the South.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly right.
Rainy while the sun
sunshine. Yep, exactly right.
Let me say, first of all, Margaret Brennan's treatment of the vice president on Face the Nation was deplorable. She was so rude. Did you see her interview?
I did. And I agree.
It's pitiful. CBS's attitude has really gone downhill. And Michael Pence is so tolerant, I would not be able to take it.
Yeah, I kind of was waiting for him just to kind of get up and walk off at one point.
Somebody needs to, because these people do not deserve courtesy. I mean, when you go over the same thing over and over again, at least 10 times, it's time to stop. And another point, the Democrats in their blue T-shirt is the weakest, most... There were no shoulders on these guys. I need to go to the gym. This is the most pitiful looking bunch of candidates I've ever seen.
Well,
Joe Biden
is really bad. I tell you, the one that really caught my eye was Joe Biden. Joe Biden should not have worn the T-shirt. He came across old.
Mm.
Or what he should have done is worn the T-shirt and had some kind of shirt underneath it.
Wait, so they all wore T-shirts? I'm out of the loop on
this.
They
said Clyburn on it. It's for the Clyburn fish fry.
Oh, okay. It's South Carolina.
And
this was a pitiful sight.
It really was. It was. The only person who kind of looked natural was Beto O'Rourke.
Hmm.
Kamala Harris did okay with it, but... Swalwell looked like an idiot. He looked like somebody off of South Park.
Well, there is.
I mean, he really did. He looked like a South Park character.
Well, there's a reason men, especially in these formal settings, powerful settings, wear a traditional suit. It does hide maybe some flaws in the body. It makes everybody look good. Puts that focus on your face.
Yeah.
So when you have to wear just a normal T-shirt and you're out
your
there,
focus is on your blubber body. But I want to tell you, Swalwell's. You know how people wear their pants real low?
Yeah.
He wears his pants low, and he looks so stupid in that T-shirt. You know, like, pull your pants up, buddy. Pull your pants
Mister,
up.
I'm going to nuke the population.
Whenever I see somebody running for chief executive, I don't want to see my blue shirt without a tie. I want to see him with a damn suit and tie on like a president's supposed to look and act like a president. That's why we got what we want right now. Thank you, guys. Roll Tide, go Trust.
You have a good day. Enjoy yourself. I understand it's going to rain this afternoon, so be careful.
I'm looking forward to it.
Have a good one.
I'm not against a candidate if they can pull it off doing something a bit unconventional. Like, imagine if The Rock ran for president. He can wear T-shirts all he wants.
Yeah, he can get away with it. But Beto O'Rourke looks kind of natural in a T-shirt. Christian Gildebrand, not so much. She's like something out of a Wives Club look type thing. She just didn't come across very well. But Bernie wasn't about to go put on a T-shirt. Bernie had a shirt on underneath his T-shirt. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend, Big John. Hey, Big John.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Let me tell you, Low T Joe looked rough.
He really did. I won't tell you. It's like, didn't a staff person think to say something to him?
Well, somebody should have pulled him aside and said, look, let's rub some Preparation H all over your body real quick.
Get those wrinkles done.
You look swollen, man.
Yeah. Let's eat some protein or something, brother. the thing is, and it's just like your previous caller said, you want a president to look presidential. I don't want them to look like they're at some family fish fry down, in the Everglades or something. You got to have somebody that looks like, they could take on the world, But, man, I tell you, that low T, buddy, he's got to do something.
Yeah, this is, Joe Biden is just, he's inch by inch screwing up. Inch by inch.
Yeah, he is. And it's a death by a thousand razors. When you go against Trump, these people are just getting eaten up every day and they don't know it. But It was something interesting to watch, that's for sure. But that was my first take, was poor old Lokey needs to do something.
We're gonna have a lot to put up on the website for this debate.
Yeah, we really are, and I think about making a certain section just about the debates, and you know, what did you see, and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be good. Let people comment on it. Yeah, you know, who do you think won debate number one? Who do you think won debate number two? Who is the winner? Who are the losers? Things like that. That'd be really good.
Well, and Big John Evans said, thank you, since I came back from that week I was gone, you helped cover. Thank you so much for doing that.
Listen, you're welcome, but actually I need to thank you that you came back. old Dan started coming to work with a machete and a rock. Started sharpening
as he's talking. Now, wait a minute, John. Don't fib.
I enjoyed it, though. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun, and the callers were real kind to me on Facebook, so I'm very grateful.
They are very. We have the greatest audience in the world, guys.
We do. All right, my friend. Thank you so much.
John, thank you for the telephone call and the comments. Appreciate it. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In 1939, an automobile manufacturer was the first to offer an air conditioning unit in its cars. And in 2019, Brubaker Motors thinks the coldest air comes from the hottest truck, the new 2019 Ram truck. I'm Dick Brubaker with Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. It may be blazing, blistering, muggy, stifling, searing hot outside, but the coolest thing going is our Bigger Things sales event. Right now, you can save big with up to 20% off select new 2019 Ram trucks in stock. And for a limited time, you can receive interest-free financing for up to 72 months on select new 2019 Ram trucks. Control your comfort in the sweltering heat of Alabama with the coolest features on 2019 Ram trucks at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Do the refreshing thing and test drive one today during our Bigger Things sales event. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees with approved credit. Must finance with Chrysler Capital. See dealer for details. Offer ends June 24th, 2019.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl.
272-9228, that's where we are.
No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you
Okay, let's continue on here talking about the Trump and his delay. Do y'all sense any weakness out of this, or do you think this is a smart move? Let's listen in.
Well, and I think that's probably what the president should be highlighting, because the other side is saying they're so compassionate and they care about the kids. We're right. seeing kids getting killed, sexually right. assaulted, and injured on the way here. But then, as you just pointed out, our Border Patrol and our law enforcement are being forced to hand children over to people right. they don't even really know are their parents.
That's right. It's They're insane. Not vetted. It is insane. And look, I've been in a courtroom in Prince William County, Virginia, and watched a juvenile court judge try to deal with placing a child who was clearly illegal with a family who the child was clearly not related to. Mm. So this goes all the way down to the state level. And the judge's options are, turn this child out of my courtroom mm-hmm. with no legal guardian, or this is my option. There was no federal presence. She had not come through the federal system. And as you just noted, we're essentially acting as the last leg of human trafficking until Congress fixes this. The president's given them time to do it. But the reality is we need to get going on enforcement.
We do indeed. And the... like I said, the optics of it weren't going to be very good, but the legality of it is perfect. These are people who did not do their court appearance, who the court ruled that they need to be deported, and all we're doing is carrying out the law. The Democrats, and I hope the Trump administration is getting the correct wordsmithing on this thing, because if they do, excuse me, then they've got it, but if they don't, the media is going to take the ball and they're going to run with it, and they're going to make him look bad.
Well, and I think Trump pulling back on this is actually a good example. He's done several of these now where he starts with a very robust threat of some sort of action that, whether or not it's legal or necessary, is painful nonetheless from one perspective or another. And then he'll pull back and say, okay, you don't want me to take that action that's a little painful, that people don't want to take that medicine? Let's come up with another solution. He's done this now. He's doing it with Iran. He's done this with North Korea. He did this recent with Mexico and the tariff. And now he's doing it on immigration here domestically. And I think it's a good pattern, actually, the president shows, that he's willing to be tough and even do the thing that people go, oh, it's crazy and painful. He's like, well, if you don't want it, let's do this other option. Yeah. He leaves the door open for people to climb down from the roof.
Speaking of which, U.S. Imposes new sanctions on Iran, and then the standoff deepens. And then they did a little cyber attack off on the side.
Mm-hmm. President Trump planning to unveil new sanctions against Iran later today, while the U.S. and Iran trade new threats of military action. The president said in a weekend interview this, I'm not looking for war. If there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before.
The U.S. blames Iran for recent attacks on oil tankers in the Middle East, which Iran denies. Last week, Iran downed an American drone it claims violated its airspace, while the Pentagon says the drone was actually over international waters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived overnight in Saudi Arabia as part of an international campaign to put pressure on the Middle East nation. Ben Tracy's at the White House. Ben, you sometimes hear about red lines in certain administrations. Does the president have a red line here?
Well, not a clearly defined one, and I think that's probably because the president is trying to give himself some space to maneuver here. As for those sanctions, the White House has not put details out on those, but they are expected to target Iran's Revolutionary Guard and its atomic agency. Meanwhile, the president is still talking quite tough.
I'm not looking for war. And if there is, it'll be obliteration like you've never seen before.
You know, one thing about Trump, he kind of puts it down there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Obliteration. You know, we're not talking about hurting you. We're talking about just taking you off the face of the earth. So let's listen to the second part of this.
President Trump likes to taunt, but says he actually prefers to talk, offering to meet Iran's supreme leader without preconditions, except for this one.
You can't have nuclear weapons. And if you want to talk about it, good. Otherwise, you can live in a shattered economy for a long time to come.
Despite calling off a military strike last week, CBS News has learned the president did approve a cyber strike on Iranian computer systems for rocket and missile launches. But Mr. Trump acknowledges that some in his administration want an even tougher response, including National Security Advisor John Bolton, who issued this warning Sunday.
Neither Iran nor any other hostile actor should mistake U.S. prudence and discretion for weakness.
Iran is vowing to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium and could, as early as this week, exceed the limits created by the nuclear deal President Trump pulled out of last year.
The president said repeatedly we want a brighter future for the people of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
The administration's strategy is unclear, besides strangling Iran's economy with sanctions in hopes of getting a better deal.
We'll call it, let's make Iran great again.
For their part, Democrats are now accusing the president of trying to solve a crisis of his own making. Meanwhile, overnight, Iran says that those cyber attacks against it did not work, and they warned that they could shoot down another U.S. drone.
You know, several Democrats said that this weekend, that right. This was a crisis of his own making. And what they're doing is they're saying the reason people are responding because Trump said that he's going to close down the borders and they're trying to get here before they close down. So that's Trump's fault. if he says that and they react that way. And so it's a crisis of his own making. But several Democrats said that this weekend.
Well, and on the issue of Iran, then that really just moves the argument back to what you thought of the 2015 nuke deal. And I guess that argument can be had. I think it wasn't stringent enough. I think it did kind of cap the nuclear enrichment issue. But, I mean, Iran, after that, took a lot of that money that started coming in the country, started investing in ballistic missile technology.
Hamas.
They really started using that money for regional power games as opposed to enriching their own people.
Right, expansion of their own army.
Right.
As Dr. Sorensen has told us. And it turned out that we had mentioned that the Sultan of Oman did the letter, and it turned out there was no letter. That was completely made up by the Iranians.
It's hard to know. And you mentioned that cyber attack. The Iranians are saying, we stopped it. I wonder if you did stop it. Because that was my guess before Trump did anything, that we'll probably hit him with a cyber attack.
Yeah, instead of a physical tit-for-tat type thing.
Well, because they shot down, they didn't kill anybody. They shot down a very expensive piece of hardware.
Well, it's interesting. Our finance guy on the morning call this morning said the $130 million for the airplane is what Iran is losing a week in their economy.
Wow.
A week. So our payback will be by this coming Thursday.
Yes.
Type thing. And so it says, you know, when you look at GDP of us, GDP of them, and losing that much money in a week, that's a big differential.
And my guess is the cyber attack was just as much about sending a message, but also a bit of a test. Kind of, let's throttle them a little bit, see how they react, make them think this is how we hit them with a cyber attack. It does send the message. But we got more that we could hit them with.
Of course. Of course. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. Don't forget, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. The bone-in ribeyes are still on sale for $9.99 a pound. I can vouch for them. They are incredible. Be chowing on that bad boy some more. Going to go get one on Tuesday and just age it out there. Ugh. And then Sweet Creek Farm Market, $1 off a basket of peaches. They're great peaches, $16 for a basket. I would suggest go down with someone, split a basket, and you will have a bargain. And you'll have some great food. They've got the Sweet Creek, the King Corn is... Silver King corn is absolutely spectacular. For $2 is a meal within itself. But if you want to compliment a great meal, get the Silver King corn. It's right by the desk at the very front. They've got produce. I got my peppers from there. They were delicious. They got cantaloupes. They got watermelons. Go by and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show. No.